Getting your ducks in a row. Preparation. Three things to look into with regard to preparation. Priorities, which we've already covered, are essentially making that list of wants and needs and determining what you want to accomplish in making this move. Transferable knowledge, we also covered in an earlier webinar, having to do with making transitions. And basically, your transferable knowledge is a combination of the business experience you've picked up and the skills you've developed to be able to execute on the roles that you've been in. Business experience includes specific industry knowledge, whether it's banking, investments, manufacturing, consumer products, advertising, petrochemical engineering. You kind of get the picture of what I'm getting at right now, right? On top of that, we're talking about the roles that you had within these organizations. You might have been an accountant, you might have been a financial analyst, you might have been a computer person, a technical person, you might have been in engineering, HR, or marketing. Each of these are skills, knowledge, and experience knowledge that are transferable in some cases to the same industry or outside of your industry. Understanding transferable skills will enable you to be more flexible about stretching beyond certain areas where you feel somewhat confined, perhaps within a particular industry itself. And do note some of your inherent skills, whether you are a strong communicator, like being able to make presentations, have strong writing skills, are somebody who's big on team building. These are core attributes, which leads into the last piece of our trio here of professional narrative. We went into a deep dive in professional narrative in our last webinar having to do with creating an authentic resume, and I would urge you to review that if you want to know a little bit more about professional narrative. Your professional narrative is a combination of your core attributes, traits that are inherent to you that you bring to the table when you take on any task or situation. And we add on to that your journey, both your professional and personal journey, which informs where you think from and how you go about handling tasks and situations. That results in your value statement in general. It's how you go about doing what you do day in and day out. Armed with your priorities, your transferable knowledge, and your professional narrative, you're ready to do some of the more practical steps of updating your resume. We talk a lot about resumes in the last webinar, and I'd ask you to review that. We suggest several resumes because normally you're applying for different types of positions. You want to update your LinkedIn profile so it is current. You want to make it attractive to those people, and especially as a passive candidate and somebody who's not actively looking, a current and attractive LinkedIn profile will have people reach out to you. We have actually had several candidates who've been hired into positions who never had to put together a resume. They were hired strictly on the basis of their LinkedIn profiles. And with your resume and LinkedIn profile ready to go, you want to have your profile open to be reviewed by interested parties. This is a good time for me to turn this over to Barbara. Barbara's going to talk to you a lot about LinkedIn profiles and how to code things appropriately. You're on, Barb.